And now we've got Barb Beck here to talk about Memorial Day. Barb, good morning. Let's get this microphone down a little bit. There we go. Perfect. That's the spot. How's it going today?
It's going fine.
It's a day, isn't it? I've talked to a couple of my guests about this. When people ask me how I am, what I've realized about myself is I answer with the weather. It's nice outside. I'm doing great today. And even on a day like today,
it's cool.
What a blessing to live in the Northwoods still.
You bet it is.
And think about a month ago. Imagine if someone told us 55 and a little bit cloudy was coming. Thank you. Yes, please. So let's cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And part of an attitude of gratitude are the holidays we have to celebrate the people who need the recognition most.
We sure do. Memorial Day is coming up, and Fifield's going to have their regular ceremony.
So when we talked on the phone about this recently, I immediately remembered being part of this because it's one of those things where, hey, sometimes even the kids can tell they're part of something that's bigger than themselves. And when you're standing there at parade rest and those guns are firing, it's like, yeah. You stay still, you be quiet, you give this moment to who it belongs to.
It sure does, and it is such a meaningful ceremony.
It is. And this year, of course, Memorial Day is May 25th, this upcoming Monday, and the Fifield American Legion Post 532 and the Auxiliary Parade will be taking place 9 a.m. You know, a lot of parades, Barb, Flamorama, 4th of July, usually noonish, you know, 11, noon, give people. This one's bright and early, at least compared to the other ones, because that's when we ought to be paying respect, is all day long.
You bet we should. Yes, so we do start at 9 o'clock in the morning at Moveridge Park, down on the river in Fifield.
All right.
From there at 9, then we will march, the Auxilians and the Legion will march to the bridge on Highway 70. And that's when the ceremony will start with a prayer, and it's by Pastor Stefan from Family Worship Center. I can't pronounce his last name, so I just call him Pastor Stefan.
No, no, Mr. Jetland, the K is silent, and that's, I don't know whoever thought a silent K was the idea,
but I know.
I'm pretty sure all of them moved to Wisconsin because of everybody else. All the Polish and Danish people here said, hey, come on, bring your silent K over here. But
that's
Pastor Steve Jetland will be given the from Family Worship Center. We know him well. He does some sports for us, but he'll also be putting on the ceremony. There will also be a poem recited and a 21-gun salute. Tell us some more of those details.
Okay. After he opens with the prayer, then the auxiliary lady will drop the wreath into the river. And this is, it floats down the river there, and it is to remember or honor the men and women who were buried at sea through our wars. After that, a poem is recited, then the firing squad and the taps, and then we go on to the cemetery.
All right.
Okay, Connie Hicks is a member, and she plays and sings, and she's going to lead us in the national anthem to open up the ceremony.
All right.
Then next, the auxiliary places a big wreath there, and Pastor Stefan will then again lead us in prayer. He was a minister last year, and he did such a wonderful job, and we're so glad to have him back again. Then we'll have a lady from the auxiliary doing a Memorial Day reading, and after that we have what we call the roll call of the deceased. This is where I have two auxiliary members drop one poppy for every name that is announced at the park.
And not that the numbers are important, but do you know offhand how many names are on that list?
I think there's around 300.
There are indeed.
Yeah, it's way back. I do half of the list, and then the commander from Fifield, Dick Lapp, does the other half. Yes.
How many relatives do you find on that list offhand? How many names from your family tree? Right. More than one, more than two, more than three. You know,
I only have one or two, but
so many of us do.
I know.
So many of us do.
When I was young, because my mother was in auxiliary, I also went to these celebrations, and I remember dropping poppies, and I can still remember Bob Simonic, who owned the mobile gas station. He was the one that read those names off. And to this day, I can still remember that deep voice doing it. And it's people that I grew up with. And
that's why we do it, right?
It sure is.
It's because these moments stick, and they deserve to.
Yes, and this is our Fifield people. And
right.
It's our personal thing. So then,
We've got...
We will have a bell ringing. Yep. I think it is 21 times, but I'm not quite sure about that.
Be there, find out for yourself, right?
Yeah, right. Then there's a 21-gun salute and the taps. And then we're going to have more music by Connie. Then Pastor will lead us in a closing prayer. And after he is done, we have sheet music or... a song written out of God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
All right.
Connie plays it and leads it, and everybody sings the song. And it brings us together, and it is so meaningful, that it's just perfect way to close off the ceremony. After that, then we go back to the down to the park before and after the auxiliary is doing a bake sale. And I'm asking the ladies to bring in their bakery between 8 and 8:30, and they don't have to price it because it's a free will offering. And so this money that we earn is to help do some of our programs that we do for our veterans.
Right.
So we ask everybody to join us. Everyone is welcome at the ceremony on Monday, the 25th at 9 o'clock in Fifield, to honor those who fought and many who lost their lives to help keep us safe and free.
So many people, you know, opportunities greater than themselves. And whether they, you know, wanted to, wasn't the question.
Yeah.
It needed doing. They did it.
They did it, yes, and a lot of them didn't come back.
I think it's pretty easy to tell. Anybody who knows me can hear that it just, my grandpa's on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So just, there's so much that ties an area together like the Northwoods, and I say it probably too often. I harp on it pretty much that the only way for a place like this to exist is for everybody to give a little bit more.
Yes.
But some people took that and said, I got a lot more.
You sure do.
Recognize them on Monday at the Memorial Day program. Starts at 9 a.m. at Moveridge Park down there at Fifield. And that list of 300 names, it'll zoom on by faster than you can believe. It's somehow both terrifyingly long and frighteningly short at the same time. And it's the people whose names you ought to know.
But it's from way back.
It is. And that's the thing, though. The list is... And the list that shows up this Memorial Day might be from a later date, but this list continues to grow.
Oh, yes, definitely.
As long as the United States exists, for better or for worse, regardless of how you feel about it or who's talking about it in the news, this list will continue to grow, and we need to respect that and appreciate it.
It is.
Barb, thank you so much for giving us some info here. We're going to put this on our website, 98qcountry.com. We'll probably, I might have AI make a flyer for it or some cute thing like that.
I'd appreciate that very much to help us out.
Okay? Absolutely.
Thank you so much this morning.
Oh, we appreciate it. We'll put this back, and you can listen back to this just like everything on Reality Radio at 98qcountry.com. Be there for the Memorial Day program in your town, and if that's Fifield, it's 9 a.m. and Moveridge Park. I'll see you there.